You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
9:09, we're going to lighten up a little bit this hour, talk about the Saints and their schedule, and then we'll talk to Bill Cassidy, U.S. Senator. Last week, I mentioned, you know, with the executive orders and President Trump, if y'all have been telling me for 4 years that President Biden could undo flood risk, FEMA flood rating 2.0 with the stroke of a pen in an executive order, well, it seems like President Trump's all hot to trot with executive orders. Are the kids still saying hot to trot or not? Anyway, so why not get him to sign one? So we'll talk to Bill Cassidy about that and some other stuff. So here it is. I started at 6 o'clock with this. That is the laminated printable Saints schedule that I got from the Saints presented by SeatGeek. It is set in plastic there, and it will be until the first week of next year when the Saints wrap it up against Atlanta. Here to help us talk about the schedule and run through it is Jeff Nowak, WL Saints sideline reporter. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I have to say, I am, you know, one of my fears if this schedule was, you know, going to Buffalo in like late December or even Chicago in late December. And, you know, so I feel like I won with how this all came out because we get, you know, a trip to Buffalo in what, September, early October. That's nothing.
Well, see, it's interesting you say that because I feel as though I won because I don't have to stay up for a Thursday night game or a Friday night or a Sunday night game or Monday night game and get up at 3 a.m. the next day. So I feel as though I won. The big question is, how did the Saints fare out in this? Because I don't see where, you know, you're not really recruiting. It's not like a college schedule or anything. I don't see where this really makes a big difference, does it?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter when you play the games; you just got to win them, right? So from the Saints' perspective, I don't think they mind not, you know, having the simplest, like, runway possible to all your games, that they're all on Sundays.
No short weeks, you know, right? No revision of practice schedules, nothing?
Exactly. Zero short weeks, which, you know, I think, obviously, you want the exposure of being on national television and whatnot, but I don't think players like to, you know, lose days on their recovery and, you know, have to play a game on a Thursday or even like from a Monday to a Sunday. That is a short week and that messes with some things that you might be doing. You lose a day. So, you know, from a competitive perspective, you'd actually probably prefer to not be on any primetime.
So you won, I won, and the Saints in a way won with this schedule.
Yeah. I mean, I still wouldn't look at it that way because I think it is an indictment on what the networks who bid for these games think of you as a ratings draw.
But first of all, we're not recruiting. It's not a college. And even then, now it's not recruiting. It's about the money. So first of all, secondly, I understand New Orleans and company would like the national exposure for the games. I get that. But as who is it said you play to win the game? Herm Edwards, you play to win the games. And it seems like this is pretty favorable in terms of each and every game, looking at them as separate incidents.
No question in that front. But I do think that the Saints would very much like to be back to the level where they're getting one or two Monday night games a year. They haven't been on Sunday Night Football since 2021. Mm-hmm. 2022. It was the game that Sean Payton missed with COVID, and Dennis Allen went in there and they won 9-0 in Tampa. That's the last time they were on Sunday Night Football.
All right, so you know what? Use that as motivation. Put a chip on your shoulder.
Sure.
Get back to Sunday Night Football.
You know, you can't play the way the Saints have done on their last few primetime opportunities, which, you know, you're talking about Thursday Night Football against the Broncos. Last year they lost 33-10, and it was that score makes it sound closer than it was. Mm-hmm. They got shut out on Christmas Eve on Monday Night Football against the Packers. Networks remember that, and that's the thing. Like, the networks bid for these games, you know, and so, you know, there's no handouts. It's not like, they get one. Like, they don't want you. So, you know, from my perspective of someone who has to plan a schedule, like, I love it. I hate staying up late for these night games. I hate having to show up on a Thursday or a Monday. So. But from a schedule perspective, in general, it's interesting because the Saints have one of the weaker schedules in terms of if you look at strength of schedule or, you know, however you want to measure that. Most times it's, okay, how did that team fare last year? But the first month of the Saints schedule is kind of fascinating because there's only one playoff team on it from last year. That happens to be the Bills, which, you know, you're talking about the reigning MVP with Josh Allen. So, you know, that's even by playoff team standards, that's a tough one. But then the other three teams on that list, I think, are playoff caliber teams that had down years. So you had the Cardinals, you know, they have Kyler Murray. They have a lot of really intriguing young players. That's going to be a tough game to open the season. Then you have the 49ers. You know, I don't think anyone looking at that team is like, this is a fourth place team. That is a team that, much like the Saints, had a ton of injuries that they had to deal with, and, you know, they weren't the same team we've been talking about for the last few years. By the end of last year, I think they went 6-12 or 6-11. But, you know, like, that's the game that the Saints are going to struggle with. And early in the season, when you're trying to install a new offense, who's going to be the quarterback? I don't know. That's a tough matchup to open your season in week two, first two games at home. Then you go out to Seattle, which, you know, that's the Craig Kubiak revenge game, if you will. Like, they have Sam Darnold out there now, you know, a whole new cast of characters. They've moved on from Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, but they do have Cooper Kupp, and, you know, they added MVS, and there's one other guy there, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's a really impressive young player. So, you know, there's a realistic scenario that the Saints start 1-3, 0-4, if they can't pull together, you know, a win in that run of the first month of the season. You know, Seattle probably feels like the best bet, but that's on the road. So, you know, in a year where you're probably going to have to bake in some uncertainty at the, you know, from learning a new offense, a new defense, how is that going to look? Is it going to take time to kind of get up to peak performance? You know, as a lot of players who are adapting to a new defensive scheme for the first time, a new offensive scheme, a new quarterback, you know, if you get out of the gates at 0-4 in this season, it could go off the rails quickly. So I think that's, you know, in a year where I think the schedule in general is pretty soft, mm-hmm. you did not get the soft open that I think you probably would have hoping for.
It is odd that they got three out of four NFC West teams right out the bat, huh?
Yeah, and they don't face a NFC South team for a ways mm-hmm. into their schedule, which, you know, one of the reasons you would look at the Saints' schedule and say, well, this is an easier schedule, is because they play the NFC South. Right, it's like the Giants have the hardest strength of schedule. It's because they play in the NFC East and don't even get the luxury of playing against themselves, which would be the weakest team in the NFC East. The Saints get to play the Falcons twice. They get to play the Panthers twice, but you know, you don't get that first matchup until what is it, week 8, when the Bucks come to town.
The October 26th. Yeah, I guess it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Week 8. You're right. Yeah. So yeah, I like to look at it as four different seasons, right? Because you got the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, if you will. So let's look at the month of September. You got Arizona, San Francisco, at Seattle, at Buffalo, two home games and two away. Where would you see them realistically after four games?
I have them at 1-3. You know, I think that's really what they need to do. You can't go 0-4 there. You got to find a way to win one of these games. Mm-hmm. I'd be 2-2 would be kind of my best case. I don't see them beating the Bills. I don't see them beating both of the Cardinals and 49ers. I think they probably will beat the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are kind of in a transition year, just like the Saints are. You know, I don't. Sam Darnold is obviously coming off that great year with the Vikings, but you know, was that kind of a mirage? He cashed in on it. How is that going to look? Is he going to revert to the Sam Darnold we know? Sam Darnold has traditionally played pretty well against the Saints. They did lose a game to him when he was up with the Panthers in 2022, I believe. So, no, I mean, I have him. My prediction, which is on WWL.com, I have him at 1-3 after that stretch.
2-2 wouldn't be terrible.
No, 2-2 would be great.
Yeah.
I think this season in general, if you find yourself hovering around 500 for most of the way and kind of staying in contention, giving yourself a shot in an NFC South that probably isn't going to have a team win 12, 13 games, I think that would be that's my goal for this season. If you can get to that point and kind of give yourself a chance down the end of the season, down that final quarter of the season, that's a win. So any of these four-game stretches where you're able to come out at 500 or better, that's a win.
Three of the four games in October are at home. That's good, but it's bad because you have to pay for that at the end of at the latter part of the season. So you're hosting the Giants, you're hosting the Patriots, you're going to Chicago, which, by the way, if I were you, and look, I know Steve Geller went through it as a sideline reporter in Cleveland on Christmas Eve. If I were you, I'd want the full experience. I'd want to be at Buffalo when it was freezing. I'd want to be in Chicago when it was freezing. Not in October, but you not so much, right?
I got Green Bay in December. I've fulfilled that.
There
that
you
requirement.
Go. Okay. All right.
And here's the thing. October in Green Bay in Chicago is going to be cold. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be, it's going to be sweater weather at best. So, I'm excited. I've never been to Soldier Field. It's a really cool environment. This is where the schedule starts to lighten up, right? Like, I think I have the Saints beating the Giants. I have the Saints beating the Patriots. I have the Saints losing to the Bears, and I have the Saints losing to the Rams. So, again, you know, that's a – oh, did I skip a game? Oh, I have the
Giants, Patriots, Bears, and Bucks.
I have them beating the Bucks. So I have them kind of finding a way, like clawing back to 500 after this stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the Bucks game is weird because it's a series that the home team almost always seems to be the bad bet. You know, even mm-hmm. the Bucks actually, like Bucks, for lack of a better word, bucked that trend at the end of last season and won that game. But even that game where they went in, they went into a Week 18 game needing to win to clinch the NFC South, facing an undermanned Saints team with no wide receivers and a rookie quarterback and all that. They were down 10 points at halftime. Like, the Saints realistically should have won that game if, you know, you had even remotely the pieces that you wanted. Like, you didn't have Alvin Kamara. You didn't have so many of your key pieces, and you still gave them a run. So, you know, it's an interesting series because the Saints haven't had a lick of a chance in any of the home games, and they've dominated, for the most part, the Bucs on the road. I think that swings back to reality this year. I think it's going to be a year where the Saints look pretty good at home with a young quarterback, and they struggle on the road. So I have the Saints winning that game. I don't think they're going to get swept by the Bucs, but we'll have to see. Like, but this is probably the easiest stretch of their schedule in terms of, like, I think the Giants are kind of primed to finally bounce back, but I've been saying that for 5 years. They've made so many top draft picks that they have so many stars on that roster. You know, you're talking about Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter, and Brian Burns as their defensive line. Like, they should be winning games. And that's what's been so inexplicable about the Giants. Like, you look at that roster, it's like, okay, this is a quality team. And then they just lose and lose and lose and lose. So it's tough to know at this point in a lot of ways.
All right, just like that, we're up to Halloween and November 2nd. The Rams are going to take a break, pick it up here. We come back, 9:21, going through the Saints schedule, which is out and printed, and in my case, laminated here. Starting with Arizona and San Francisco at home, then you go to Seattle, and then you...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You go to Buffalo, then you host the Giants and the Patriots, and you go to Chicago, then you host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When we come back, we'll pick it up with a trip to the Rams on November 2nd. Jeff Nowak, our guest, Saints sideline reporter. Questions, comments? The Oakenheart Jeweler text me line is open at 504-260-1870. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. 9:29 now at WWL. The Saints schedule is out. I printed mine from Saints.com, presented by SeatGeek, laminated it. I'm ready to go all the way through the first weekend of 2026. And we're going through with Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter. We are up to November, and you travel out to L.A., then you travel to Carolina, then you host the Atlanta Falcons, and then you go to Miami. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I have to say, we really would appreciate if the NFL would stop sending me to SoFi Stadium. I hate that building. Mm. It's my least favorite stadium.
Really?
I've been to.
Why do you hate it?
It's just, you know, and I don't want to anger any LA people, but it's just LA in general. It's all aesthetics, and it doesn't actually make sense when you actually try to use anything. All the food's prepaid. I don't need to go.
So bathroom's a long walk. I got you, Jeff. I got you.
It's a neat-looking building. It just doesn't make any sense at the end of the day. Either way, the Saints have been there so many times. They're going to be in there in the preseason to face the Chargers again. They're going to be there in the regular season to face the Rams again. Last year, they played the Chargers, and we spent half the year out, or the entire month of July or August, whatever, out in California. Mm-hmm. Year before that, they faced the Chargers in the preseason and the Rams in the regular season. Just keep going out there. Anyway, it's a tough road trip. And the thing about that game that kind of irks me a little bit is – the Saints are traveling across country, and the Rams are coming off a bye week. Mm. So that's a tough combination for a team that's going to go in as an underdog, and they're going to be underdogs in most of their games this season. That's a tough one for me, and we'll see. You know, they moved on from Cooper Kupp. They have Devontae Adams. I think this is kind of going to be a last gasp for the Rams in terms of, okay, is the Matthew Stafford era still a playoff caliber, a Super Bowl caliber roster? We'll see. That's going to be a tough one. I have the Saints losing to the Panthers in Carolina in Week 10. I know it's going to irk some people, but I think this is where, you know, the way I see the season going is if you start Spencer Rattler, which, you know, with that really difficult opening stretch, I think that's going to work against any ambitions to throw Tyler Shuck into the fire right away. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes. But if you start Spencer Rattler, I think the most likely scenario is you're talking about a 10-game runway, which that would end in Week 10, Saints-Panthers. If you go on the road and lose to the Panthers, you have a bye week coming up, and I think that would be a real natural time if you're 4-6, which is what I have the Saints at going into that bye week, mm-hmm. to say, hey, we have 2 weeks. We have a two-week runway here. Let's turn the deck over. Let's start Tyler Shuck the rest of the way. Give him the final six games to show what he has. a little less pressure because you're no longer in a scenario where, you know, this is where it is, and you're competing from day one to make the playoffs, and any loss feels like a super negative. You've already kind of set the trajectory of how the season is going to go. But I had them at 4-6 entering the bye.
You know, I looked up to see why we use the word bye, and there's no real clear-cut explanation other than it could be a cricket term or it could be other teams are passing you by. But I always wondered about that, and I still don't know. All right, let's go to December. You're going to Tampa Bay, then you got Carolina at home, the Jets at home, and you wrap it up by going to Tennessee and Atlanta to be determined first week in January.
Yeah, so one thing about this schedule, the six of the final nine games are on the road, right? That's a tough scenario for anybody, especially a team with a young quarterback. So I had them going into that stretch at 5-7. I had them beating the Falcons, losing to the Dolphins in week 13. Then I have the Bucs getting them back in week 14. You know, again, it's like I think the road team's going to start playing better in these matchups. I have the Saints beating the Panthers at home. I don't believe in the Panthers. I think the end of last year was kind of a mirage for them. Mm-hmm. I think the Saints are going to win one game by double digits this year, and it's going to be week 15 against the Panthers. I think it's going to be a down year across the board in the NFC South. I think the Bucs are going to kind of walk away with it again, unfortunately. And then you have the Jets, Titans, and Falcons to close it out. I don't really know what to expect from the Jets. I don't think Justin Fields is going to be that guy long-term. We'll see if he's still the starter at this point in the season. They don't really have anyone to push him. They didn't draft a quarterback. So we'll see. I'm hopeful that the new defense under Brandon Staley can handle mobile quarterbacks a little bit better than we have in the past. We'll have to wait and see. But that is one of the perks of changing your defensive scheme. It shouldn't be as devastating of an issue for this defense as it has been. And so that should help them against Justin Fields. I'm looking forward to week 17 because that could be a ACC rematch between Cam Ward and Tyler Shuck. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that goes. And then obviously you close out the season on the road against the Falcons. Who's to say whether that game means anything for either team? I have the Saints going 7-10, which, you know, that's kind of, I kind of see, hey, if everything goes perfect, there's your perfect injury luck, the quarterbacks play well. You know, Alvin Kamara is still Alvin Kamara. Some of these rookies hit. Chris Olave stays healthy and gets through his season. Rashid Shaheed stays healthy. Brandon Cook still has some juice left. I kind of see the ceiling at 10 wins. If everything I said goes wrong, right, if you get the opposite of that and you get the worst possible case injury luck, you know, the quarterbacks struggle, especially if you play Tyler Shuck. He plays like a rookie. Alvin Kamara deals with injuries. The rookies don't really show that they can play right away, that I think the floor is probably four wins. Mm-hmm. And so my reality is always going to be somewhere in the middle of that. And so that's why I kind of land at the 7-win range, 7-10. You win just enough games to kind of mess up a draft pick. But I do think there's going to be some I feel like you can go 7-10 and still have enough positive things that you get out of this season and say, okay, we're on the right track. So we'll have to see. But that's kind of how I envision this season going, at least as in terms of how it's set up from the schedule.
You know, we always talk about fans and how we feel about Derek Carr and so forth. Have you heard anything or inside information about how the team feels about Derek Carr retiring, the players themselves?
Well, you know, we haven't gotten a chance to talk to a lot of the players yet. We'll get that, you know, in the next couple of weeks once the team starts OTAs. Mm-hmm. We talked to the rookies last weekend, and it didn't seem to have much of an impact on them at all. Mm-hmm. Tyler Shuck said he had never even spoken to Derek Carr. Kelvin Banks said that he wasn't even aware he had retired until after the practice ended on that Saturday. I don't think it really resonated in that room all that much. I don't really think that he was, you know, it was kind of this thing that was hanging over the Saints' head, like a sort of Damocles kind of situation. And I just think, you know, they knew that was there this whole time, and they had stepped out from under it a while ago, and it just kind of was this idea that maybe, maybe not. And I think they were very much ready for this to kind of just resolve itself and move forward. So, you know, I don't think you get better for not having Derek, but I don't think anyone in that room is like, oh, well, I guess we should just pack it in now. I don't know. I think if I'm Spencer Rattler, I think this is kind of a new lease on life for me. Mm-hmm. Because I kind of felt like if Derek was in that room, you would want, maybe he would be the backup, but he was never going to be the starter. It was going to be Derek is the bridge to Tyler. Whereas now, you know, Spencer, I think, is in a prime position to, you know, if Tyler Shuck doesn't come out and dominate, you know, this is a chance for me to go out and, if not win this job long-term, showcase that I can be a high-level backup in the NFL, or another team should be coming in and trying to poach me away because I've shown enough. So now, I don't think anyone – I think it changes your outlook for the season a little bit. I think your ceiling probably dropped a couple notches lower, but I don't think anyone is looking at this and saying it changes a ton for how this team plans to operate long-term.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Where do you have the Saints next season after looking at the schedule? You can text me at 504-260-1870. We come back with...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk to U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy about FEMA flood rating, executive orders, President Trump, plane from Qatar, and more. Right now, 9:37, 23 till 10. Traffic, WWL. Hi, 9:43, 17 till 10. Joined by Senator Dr. Mr. Bill Cassidy. How you doing, Senator?
I'm doing really well, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. About 10 days ago, we were talking, and I said, you know, for years they told me that President Biden could roll back flood FEMA risk 2.0 with an executive order. President Trump loves executive orders. We got Mike Johnson. We got Steve Scalise, not to mention yourself and Louisiana delegation. Is there any way that President Trump could sign an executive order to roll back FEMA 2.0 or flood risk 2.0. Any word on any of that at all? Do you know?
I actually just pinged my staff again yesterday because we had talked about it, about bringing it up to them. Mm-hmm. And whatever reason, I recalled that conversation and I pinged my staff yesterday and said, okay, we need to follow back up with the president. And I say that because they were showing me stuff. They're showing me statistics from Calcasieu Parish. Mm-hmm. About people raising their homes. They raised their homes above the base flood elevation, and their premium went from $7,000 to $700. Now with risk rating 2.0, these homes elevated above the base flood elevation are back up to $7,000-$9,000 a year premiums. And so absolutely pursuing this. The president's had a few things on his plate. But that said, I think it's a great idea, and it's something he can do with a stroke of a pen.
Well, let him get back from the Middle East, get a nap, get some rest, and then you can hit him with it. Speaking of Middle East, I saw you on NBC News last night walking to your office, and they stopped you and asked you about this Air Force One thing from Qatar. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm concerned about the just as, you know, I like the Qataris, the Qataris. The Qataris do some things I don't like. They do some things I do like. But I'm a little bit nervous about a plane. A few years ago, China put a chip the size of a fingernail inside these servers. Amazon, Apple used them. Turns out this chip was transmitting all the information back to China, allegedly. Mm-hmm. And so I think it is a security risk to have a foreign government supply an Air Force One for the President of the United States.
I also
think it is a potential kind of like, oh, here's a button, we can blow it up anytime we want to. So I prefer it be made in America. If you buy a jet airplane, it should be a fighter jet, or if you buy an Air Force One built in the U.S. of A., then everything is sourced domestically, secure supply chain. There's no security risk. There's no blow it up risk. And so I'd much prefer that.
I just don't understand it. I really don't, because there are plans to build a new one. I don't think the United States, and I was watching the president last night say that, you know, the United States should have the biggest, best plane and all that. And I just don't see where that really matters. Apparently to him it matters. And we talked to an aviation expert yesterday, and they were saying that, you know, you're going to have to pretty well take it down to nothing. Because you look at Chinese cranes, and you and I have discussed the problem with Chinese cranes and ports before, you know, how vulnerable that might make us. You don't know what's in there and what's not. And it just seems like Air Force One from another country is not a good idea. That would be under the terrible idea problem.
Well, so the Department of Defense will not buy drones made in China for that exact reason. Mm-hmm. So the Qataris, sometimes they do things we like. When I go by Xavier and I see their pharmacy building and it is donated by the people of Qatar to the people of New Orleans or to the Xavier University, that's something I like. Mm-hmm. But every now and then they're a little bit on the other side, and I agree with your fellow yesterday. You'd have to take it down to the bottom to see if there's a chip the size of a fingernail that's transmitting all the communication someplace we don't want it to go to.
So when it comes to the Middle East and relations with the Middle East, and we're going to get some other things in a second. The president met with the new guy that's in charge of Syria that a year ago, I think, had a $10 million bounty on his head. And that just goes to the difficult nature of the relationships in the Middle East, who's helping us, who's hurting us at the time, and what is in the best pragmatic interest of the country, right?
Yeah, but look at what the Saudis have accomplished over the last 10 years, or say since 9/11. Prior to 9/11, the Saudis, the families within Saudi Arabia, were exporting Wahhabism, a radical form of jihadist type Islam that led to 9/11 and those towers coming down. Women couldn't drive. It was an incredibly regressive society. Now they have liberalized. You don't hear about Wahhabism anymore. Women can drive. They are have much more kind of the rights that we wish that all had. And they have evolved as a society in a very positive way. As best I can tell, I'm sure they did it with some pressure from the U.S. and others, but a lot of it was internally driven. I think the president was right on about that. And so I think the president has a certain optimism about these societies to evolve in a positive way. He's trying to hold out a carrot to get the Saudis to join the Abraham Accords with Israel. Wouldn't that be great? Mm-hmm. And so I suppose he's taking the same approach with the guy from Syria. He's done a lot in the Middle East. The Abraham Accords have been fantastic. So I think he deserves a little bit of kind of, okay, let's see what you have next going on.
When it comes to some of the things you've been working on, I saw you yesterday on the news. You were running to your office, had an armful of stuff. What are you working on?
Oh, yeah, so we're working on a lot of stuff. We just had our hearing yesterday with RFK, given him a chance to present to the American people a positive vision of what the president's agenda is. Mm-hmm. The only people who are commenting on what's been going on have been people who have been negative. And I said, Bobby, no one can explain this better than you. You do it. Secondly, we're in the reconciliation bill. we're getting a program, we call it the Educational Choice for Children's Act. It allows corporations, individuals to donate into scholarship funds. If a child is stuck in a system which is not working, it would give a scholarship for that child to go to a local parochial or private school. Not for rich people, but just for working families, middle-income families. Mom, dad wants to take them to the local parochial school. It gives them a scholarship to do so. Right now, education for kids should be a civil rights issue. Kids are not getting good educations in many schools, and that destroys their potential. Collectively, it destroys the potential of the United States of America. This is one way we realize that potential.
I started at 6 o'clock this morning with Maya McGinnis, President of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, about the reconciliation bill, about Social Security becoming insolvent, something that you're very concerned with, about how this is going to add to the debt and deficit, this reconciliation bill, and also how concerned she is about, and that organization is, with the interest on the federal debt, China unloading securities, and also affecting the national security of the country. Thoughts on all of that, Senator?
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. And so, as you know, I've been working on Social Security to save it from bankruptcy in 8 years, at which point there'll be a 25% decrease in benefits. The president has begun to talk about a plan very similar to my plan, which is you set up a kind of investment fund. All risk is borne by the fund. If the stock market goes down, you still get your benefits. But over 70 years, this plan can bail out Social, and it decreases our national debt by 20%. So that's one thing I've been working on, and Maya knows about it. We've also worked on ways to preserve the benefits for Medicare and Medicaid, but to decrease the amount it adds to our debt going forward, which is to say, you make it sustainable. Mm-hmm. You make it so that you don't have to stop it suddenly because you can no longer afford it. But on the other hand, it does become sustainable. So I'm totally with her on that. We've got to address our debt and deficit. And I've got ideas how to do so.
Because we did mention how, you know, with the people increasingly depending on Social Security, if at some point those payments stop, all hell's going to break loose. And she mentioned that it would be hard to decrease benefits. So would you be looking at a model where people either pay more into it or the benefits are gradually delayed or your means testing? What are you talking about?
When we create our investment fund, think of what the in fact, since 1929, if you go every year, on average, the stock market has gone up, I think, I have to remember this off the top of my head, has gone up like 8.58% or something like that. Mm-hmm. Every year on average. Now, there's years it's down, it's years it's up, but on average, since 1929, that has been the stock market return. If we take my plan, put $1.5 trillion into a pension investment fund, it's called, and you invest it in the stock market, other things, you get all the return, goes back into the fund, all of it goes back into the fund, and in about 65 or 70 years, you have so much money, it pays for 85% of what is called the unfunded accrued liability. It pays off all the debt you've had to borrow to pay people's benefits. It pays the interest on that debt, and actually allows us to increase benefits for some, and at the same time, we put in work incentives. Just to, for example, reward people for continuing to work. President Trump now has a similar idea. He's calling it a sovereign wealth fund. Ours is better developed than theirs. I've been working on it for about 6 or 7 years. And so ours is a little bit better developed. We're in communication with them. And I think we can get it through.
All right. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon about that FEMA executive order, Flood Risk 2.0, because we all want that to go away. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. Come back, find out what Noel Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.